Hi there. My name is Emma Albom, and I am a grade 11 student at Forest Hill Collegiate Institute. Throughout my 2.5 years at Forest Hill, I, as well as many other students, have noticed that school spirit in FHCI is at an all-time low. I love my school and want to participate in spirit days and attend school games, but it doesn't seem to be something that's considered a normal part of school life. I wanted to know how others felt about this, including students and teachers, as well as I wanted to compare with nearby schools to see if FHCI is like other schools in this way. First, I set out to interview Taylor Hittner, a grade 12 student at Forest Hill Collegiate. And in terms of spirit days, would you say that you participate?
Spirit days, they don't really hype it up that much. They don't really make it sound like so amazing. No one really does it anymore. If you walk through the halls on a spirit day, maybe 20%, if you're lucky, of the people are dressed up. The most crazy one was anti-bullying day, like Pink Day. And that was only crazy because the news was covering it. The next year after, really, it was nothing. But that day was outstanding. I wish Forest Hill could go that crazy, but they only did it once someone was covering them for the news.
Following that, I wanted to get a teacher's perspective on school spirit in Forest Hill. So I set out to interview Mr. Naylor, a chemistry and biology teacher at Forest Hill. How would you say the turnout of Forest Hill fans compares to other schools?
I think there's a huge difference when the sport is held away from the school and it's more difficult to get to, like on the field or on the rink. These sports are not well attended at all, and I think that's a real shame because Forest Hill has a lot more to offer than basketball and volleyball, and it would be neat for the school to somehow see those games.
How do you think that the school in general, that meaning students, teachers, administration, make this general school atmosphere more spirited?
I think if you've attended, again, a basketball or a volleyball game this fall, you know that, or the staff student volleyball game, you know that what works is something very simple, like offering students free pizza to come to the game. Then we had full participation in the stands and people stayed and cheered, and it was exciting. A lot of our sports happen on the field, so an investment and an upgrade in the bleachers out there, and perhaps putting up a tent with a barbecue and hot dogs that are being given away for free. I feel like I'm addressing your question, but maybe not in a theoretical way, in a very practical way. I'm talking about investing money and putting up a proper place for people to sit to watch field sports. And just like Field of Dreams, if you build it, perhaps they will come.
And finally, I decided to interview Lindsay Hecht, a grade 11 student from Lawrence Park, a school that is notorious for their excellent school spirit. Describe some of the activities at Lawrence Park that display school spirit.
Throughout the year, we often do many spirit games. Our whole school always attends any home football games. We have a 24-hour challenge where the whole school stays up for 24 hours and we just do a lot of activities and celebrate our amazing school.
Why do you think that school spirit is so celebrated?
The students at our school, everyone at Lawrence Park wants to be a part of Lawrence Park and wants to be involved in Lawrence Park and understands that you are only in high school once. So the spirit at our school, everyone gets involved. Like, if there's a spirit day, you won't see one person not celebrating it.
So there you have it. School spirit is an essential part of creating a good atmosphere for students and is an essential part of student life. I've noticed that school spirit is lacking in Forest Hill, but together, with the help of students, teachers, and administration, we can increase the amount of school spirit and participation in school activities. And together, we can spread Falcon pride. Thank you for listening.